Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we got the newsletter, the blog, et cetera, et cetera. The archives, the articles, the poll question. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We got a different question every week. And if you'll check it out, when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. It's getting better and better. And every week we make a little improvement to it, and I think you'll like it. It's just you and me still. I want to talk about a couple of things. You know, about a year, more than a year ago, I started talking about this recovery that we're in. As we know, we've technically, from a technical standpoint, we've been in a recovery since July of 2009, meaning out of the recession. The recession ended over a year ago, 15 months ago. But it still feels like a recession to a lot of people, and there are some reasons for that. And if you remember, I started talking about the M word. Remember I said people were talking about a U-shaped recovery. Are we going to have a U, or are we going to have a V, or are we going to have a W, meaning double dip, or what? Is it going to be a hockey stick, et cetera, et cetera? What kind of recovery are we going to have? And if you remember, I said it's going to be an M recovery. And what I predicted is coming to pass. The M stands for marathon, meaning it's going to be a long race. Now, a marathon is 26 miles and 300 yards or something like that. Well, this recovery, this marathon, is going to happen over years. You know, the economy does seem to be improving, but we still have a lot of toxins to wash through our system. We still have a lot of problems, and there are two kinds of problems that we have in this economy. One of them is structural, and the other is emotional. Now, the structural issues are the fact that small business owners are having a hard time raising their prices. And so there's more small business owners than not are still having to discount. The structural issues are that we have high unemployment. The truth is, the reports come in at 9.7% unemployment or 3 or whatever the percentage is. But it's still high. It's bumping 10%. But the truth is, it's probably more than that, because those statistics only show the people who they can identify. There are a lot more people who are out of work who aren't being identified. So the unemployment is higher than that. We got housing issues. And now we know about the foreclosure debacle that's going on right now. The housing situation is a major, major headwind. It's a major toxin that we've got to wash through our system in order to recover. And those are some of the structural issues. And they're basically manifesting in slow sales for a lot of small business owners. And for way too many, I'll put it that way. Not all, but for way too many, sales are still off. Those are the structural challenges. Then we've got the emotional ones, and part of the emotional is the way we feel about what's going to be happening to us from a public policy standpoint. And when the government continues to talk about, especially the administration, I have to point a finger here. When the administration goes around trying to bully businesses and talking about businesses, even though he's saying big business, you know, well, you and I feel like we're collateral damage when he does these things. If the president wants to improve the job situation, quit beating up on businesses for political reasons, because it's not helping. These are some of the emotional things that are combining with the structural to lengthen the the time that it takes us to go from recovery to expansion. We're not in an expansion mode yet. We're still in the recovery mode. Well, the recovery literally means what it says, recovery. Like when you have surgery, you know, that's like the recession, right? And then the recovery is when you're still in the hospital getting better, and then expansion is when you're back on your feet, back to work, back in your life. And we're not in that third stage yet. We're still in the recovery stage. And as long as we still have, you and I still have to worry about what's healthcare going to cost us? How much is it going to cost us? What's it going to look like? Am I going to like it? As long as we have that worry, we're not going to hire more people. I'm not going to grow my business until sales pick up. Why would I do that? Why would I try to take on more obligation until sales pick up? Those are some examples of the headwinds we've got. And just examples of emotional things that are preventing small business owners from taking action, from buying more stuff, from hiring people, from growing their business, from taking risks, and borrowing money. And that's a big deal, is the money situation. Why aren't small business owners borrowing more money? Why aren't they going to the banks and asking for money? Well, that's part of a lot of this is the emotional, and I will talk about that after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night.
She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.